Congregation may be seated if the children will join me up front for the children's message. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, everybody. Okay, good morning. Before we get started, I want to tell you about one thing. Yes, it's lovely to see you all. Marcus, do you think you could sit over there just so I can get to the things I have? Yeah, that's the baby. Did you guys know, I wanted to tell you something, did you guys know that my family and I, we're moving away? Have you guys heard that? It's going to make me sad to not be with you all the time, but it's also an opportunity. You guys will have a new pastor to get to know and love and who will love you, but I want to have some time with you guys before it's time for us to go. So next Sunday, November 3rd, pull out your calendars. Oh, wait. Next Sunday, November 3rd, we're going to have an ice cream party with Pastor Matt for the Silly Youth, and we're going to spend some time together and talk a little bit more. So if you guys like ice cream, okay. So next Sunday afternoon, we're going to have some ice cream and talk a little bit more, and I'm going to be glad to have that time with you. Does anybody know the song Jesus Loves Me? Yeah? Can we sing it? Will you sing it with me? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. You guys sang wonderfully. Thank you. That is a great song for children, but did you know it's not just for children? We sang that song yesterday because Betty Roberts, who some of you might know, died this week, and she said that she wanted us to sing, have that song being played at her funeral. We actually didn't sing it. We played it yesterday while her family walked in because she knew something that she thought was really important, that Jesus loves us. Did you guys know that? Now, let me ask you this. What did you guys do? How did you get Jesus to love you? Well, you think you know, Ashton? Okay, hit me with it. What you got? Maybe. Okay, I'm not sure that's it. Baptism, maybe. What do you think, Calvin? Respect. Let me tell you guys something. Jesus just loves you because that's who Jesus is. You didn't have to do anything to make Jesus love you. Jesus just loves you because you are a precious child of God. You were made in the image of God, and because of that, Jesus loves you. So, you can't do anything to make Jesus love you anymore because Jesus loves you so much already, and you can't do anything to make Jesus love you any less because that's not who Jesus is. Jesus loves you no matter what. So, does that mean we can do whatever we want and be bad and crazy all the time and Jesus will love us? Well, Jesus will love us. Should we do that, though? Should we be bad and crazy all the time? No, I think it would make God happy if we would be kind to each other and share that love that Jesus loves us with. So I want to sing different words to this. We might have done this before. I can't remember now. So the words are going to be, Jesus loves me when I'm good. So sing that. Jesus loves me when I'm good, when I do the things I should. When I do the things I should, Jesus loves me when I'm bad. Jesus loves me when I'm bad, even though it makes him sad. Even though it makes him sad. Now let's sing the rest. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Perfect. Thank you. Can we pray? Will you guys pray with me? You can repeat after me. Lord God, thank you for loving us so much that there's nothing we can do to stop your love. Help us to love each other. Amen. Okay, wonderful. Now, if you are going to Children's Church, which, you know, is sort of in the range of kids from about four, then you're welcome to line up at the door over here and go to Children's Church. And if you're not going to Children's Church, you're welcome to stay with us or check out the nursery or anything, but you're always welcome here too.